I am Masatoshi Yamada, of the Marine Ecology Research Institute. My title is the transuranic nuclides and strontium 90 in the seafloor sediment of Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The purpose of this study is to measure the concentration of transuranic nuclides and the strontium 90 released from the Fukushima in the seafloor sediments of the power plant in order to evaluate its concentration and impact on the seafloor sediment. As the chart 3 shows, during 2012 to 2019, there was no remarkable temporal variations, no significant increase in concentration after the accident compared to that before. The chart 4 shows the activity ratio of americium 241 to plutonium 239 240 and plutonium 238 to 239 240 showed major difference from that of the cores of the damaged FDNPP units 1, 2, 3. These observed ratios were between those from the global fallout and the Pacific Proving Ground closing fallout. As shown in the chart 5, the plutonium 240 or plutonium 239 atom ratios in the sediment core was 0.24, which was significantly greater than the mean global ratio of 0.18. This clearly proved the presence of PPG closing fallout plutonium. Chart 6 estimated the percentage contribution from the Pacific PPG closing fallout. Based on these findings, our conclusion is shown in the chart area 7 that results for plutonium nuclides and americium 241 in seafloor sediments reflected a mixture of the global fallout plutonium from atmospheric nuclear weapons testing and the PPG closing fallout plutonium. And they were not Fukushima derived. Also, the main source of strontium 90 still remains as the global fallout due to the atmospheric nuclear tests.